Welcome to Diabetes Focus, saving lives through diabetes information, education, and support. SMBG versus CMG. We look at the different benefits of self-monitoring of blood glucose versus continuous glucose monitoring when managing your glucose levels. Knowing your glucose level is an essential part of diabetes management. These values don't just inform you about the effect of your food choices and physical activities, they also guide your decisions about your medication and diet. Glucose values can be obtained in two main ways. Self-monitoring of blood glucose, or SMBG, using a blood glucose meter to measure glucose concentration of capillary blood, typically drawn by a finger stick. Continuous glucose monitoring, CGM, using a sensor to monitor glucose values constantly. While both methods are useful, understanding their major differences is key to optimizing your diabetes management. SMBG, the reliable snapshot of your blood glucose. When you use an SMBG meter, you are getting a value that reflects your blood glucose level at the exact moment of the test. This is often done several times a day, typically before meals and before bedtime, depending on your medication and diabetes type. The unique value of SMBG, a direct blood measurement. SMBG measures glucose in the capillary blood drawn by a finger prick. Since glucose concentrations in the blood and the fluid between cells, or interstitial fluid, are balanced, SMBG provides equally useful values for diabetes management. A crucial spot check. SMBG provides a reliable spot measurement that is often necessary in certain situations. While CGM can give you a full picture over time, the SMBG value is a direct snapshot. CGM, the full picture and the power of trends. In contrast to the snapshot of SMBG, CGM provides a continuous stream of glucose values, measuring your levels every 1 to 5 minutes in the interstitial fluid below your skin. The unique value of CGM, the full glucose curve. CGM combines these measurements into a glucose curve, giving you a full picture of your glucose levels over the time you wear the sensor. You can see what happened to your glucose level before and get an estimate of its future development. Trend identification and warnings. CGM is excellent for identifying trends and providing warnings when your glucose levels are trending too high or too low. This allows you to take corrective action before a serious problem occurs. Pattern detection. CGM helps you detect recurring, unwanted blood glucose patterns, like phases of too high or too low levels, thus providing the necessary information to adapt and improve your management. Choose what's right for you. Both SMBG and CGM are powerful tools. They give you the essential information you need to guide your medication and diet decisions. SMBG provides you with essential spot checks in a direct blood measurement, while CGM gives you the benefit of continuous data and predictive trends. In times of rapid changes in glucose, however, there might be a transient difference between the two values. Talk to your healthcare provider about which monitoring approach, or combination of both, will best empower you to manage your diabetes with confidence. Disclaimer: consult with your healthcare professional to determine the most appropriate glucose monitoring method for your diabetes management plan. Visit the AccuCheck Africa website to learn more about SMBG and CGM.